Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin, inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. TGIF, it's Friday, September 23rd. Are you up early with me? 1340 AM, 92.3 and 101.9 FM. Three stations from 5 to 6 on the legendary KWXY. Then have a nice morning. then wear red, eat chocolate, and have lunch with me at 9:20 a.m. and 99.1 FM, because at both of those spots, all of those spots on your radio dial, that hour is packed with everything I can think of. There's the Joey English Daily Datebook. There's the mystery song. There's the interviews. There are giveaways. There's the desert datebook. Lots of community notices. And then there's my music at the end of both of those hours, wherever you are. I'm fond of saying, we don't care where you listen, just so you do. And I want it to be the best hour of your day. And when we're finished, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. I think we're the only show doing all of these things. And I hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy doing it for you. Okay, you know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. This one I don't understand. Friday, September 23rd is National Dogs in Politics Day. Look it up. The Temecula Theater invites you to see Ticket to Ride. It's a Beatle tribute, Sunday, September 25th at 3 o'clock at the Old Town Temecula Community Theater. Details at temeculatheater.org. And the Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler. We call it CATFNL. That means Creative Arts Temple, Friday Night Live, streaming brief Shabbat services with the Cutlers. Selected Friday nights at 6 p.m. It will resume November 4th. It can be on the Facebook, the YouTube, or their live stream, creativeartstemple.org. Find Food Bank has an important fundraiser. It's at PS Underground. It's called Farm to Table, Sunday, September 25th, 4 to 6 p.m. Details at findfoodbank.org. Let's get ready for our precious friend Wink Martindale, because we've been building up to this all week. Today, from 1 to 3 p.m., is his vintage visit with Glenn Miller on the legendary KWXY radio, 1340 a.m., and then two FM stations, 92.3 and 101.9 FM. Rick's been playing mystery songs from Glenn Miller all week in anticipation. So 1 to 3 p.m. today. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, it's time to get us all out of trouble with all our insurance issues, which I always try to do around my birthday. So we'll talk about that with Dennis Van Buskirk from
Ascend Insurance. Hi, Joey.
Did you cut your hair?
I did. I was getting too much gray hair, so I had to cut it. So, but, you know, it's I always love cutting the hair because it always feels so good, you know, and so.
And that stopped you getting gray hairs, did it?
Well, at least you can't see him as much.
I wanted to know if that's a kind of insurance I don't know about. Okay. It's a good idea, you've always said to us, to review our insurance. Is it the first of the year, your birthday? Do you have a rule?
No rule, but it's always, you want to do something, pick a time where you actually will remember. You know, usually your policy renewal date, but whenever you do look at your policies, you want to make sure you do it a month or two before your renewal date, not at the renewal date. Because if you do want to make a change, you don't want to have to be down to the last minute and then feel like you're at a rush and not actually doing the best thing for you. So you want to make sure that you do it before a month or two. So if you do change, you have plenty of time to make those changes.
Then we need to fix all my things because everything's bundled with Dennis. Car, house, rental property, medical supplements, dental. You have to fix them all so they renew on my birthday.
No, that would be too hard. I don't want to work anymore. No, it's something that renewals. A lot of people don't like having your insurance renew all at once, just because of the fact that it's money and bills are coming up. Unless you pay on a monthly basis, which is what I do, because I like paying on a monthly basis and not an annual, because it's easier to miss a payment if you pay on an annual, because you could be out of town or something happens, because usually companies don't set up you on electronic payments if it's an annual bill. So monthly they do. So this way, if I'm out of town or something happens, I know for a fact that my insurance has been paid. But you do got to remember, because a lot of times, unfortunately, your credit card might expire or something may happen to your card. So we always try to recommend, even though you get points for your credit card, if you're doing monthly payments, try to set it up on your checking account. But that way, you always will have that. You don't have to worry about expiration date. But if you do pay it in full, your credit card's a great way to pay for it, because you can get the points or the mileage, and that's a good way to do it.
I set all mine up on my Bank of America online bill pay, but I got around the trouble I always have by having my bank notify me when the payment was coming up, because they were automatically taking them out. I wasn't putting it in. They were automatically taking it out, and I didn't remember it. So I've got that fixed now, I think.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't recommend doing the bill pay, because, we have issues. I wouldn't recommend doing the bill pay of your bank, because, things change. The billing changes, endorsements. When you make an endorsement on an auto policy or a homeowner policy, your rate will increase. And then so if you're set up on bill pay, paying the same amount, and you don't change it, then they can cancel you, for not making that extra payment. So my recommendation is to set up on the EFT, which is electronic funds transfer, directly with the insurance company. And they'll just, they'll always will send you something. If there is a change in your premium, they'll send you a notice out first, but this way they'll take it directly out. So you have caused me some problems by doing the bill pay, because we had to rewrite it. So I want to recommend to your listeners what Joey's doing.
Oh no. And then I called Dennis. Okay, I think I understand what you said. Okay, we had a Joey Pal question, and you remembered it, and I didn't. What was it?
It was for rental cars. A lot of people, especially in summertime, they like to rent vehicles. And especially if you go on a long distance ride, it's always, I enjoy putting mileage on a rental car instead of my own car. Oh, yeah. And so I rent a vehicle, and where you don't have to purchase their insurance that they offer. Because you don't. As long as your own insurance will, majority of the time, depending on the carrier, most preferred companies will cover you the same way on that rental car that you have on your policy. And most people know that.
I don't think you ever told me that. So my camper?
Yeah, your camper would do that. But it's always better to be safe. Say, call your agent. Say, hey, would I have coverage on my rental car? Now, if you rent a vehicle across over the seas, like in Mexico or in Europe, your insurance would not cover that rental car. So you would have to purchase. And I know that firsthand.
I remember that.
Yeah, because I unfortunately got involved in an accident, a pretty bad one in Europe, in London. But luckily, I knew that. So I purchased their insurance. A lot of credit cards have that, have some extra coverage. But you always want to ask your agent before you rent a vehicle if you're going to be covered. But usually Canada is an exception that you will, your insurance will cover that as well.
What happens, and this is really off track a bit, Dennis, and don't worry, Joey Pals, we'll put all of Dennis's information up on my website and while I'm through moving everything off my Bank of America online bill pay. But if you have a situation where, say, horribly, one of those babies dies in a car, people that they honestly say they got out of their car and forgot the baby was in the car, and then it got hot in the car. That just happened with twins. A mother and a father got out of their car, and they didn't seem to be lunatics. They honestly carried things in, and nobody remembered the babies. Is your car insurance have any implication when something horrific like that happens? God forbid.
Unfortunately not. No. If you do something like that, somebody else's child, your homeowner policy may cover you, but that's negligence, so they may not do it. I may not cover you.
That's stupidity. I like the word idiot. It just says so much. That's such idiocy.
I personally, I have, you know, 6 kids and 2 grandkids, and, you know, I would know quite quick, you know, that if that they weren't around me, so especially if they were with me at the time. So I don't know. I don't have any reasoning behind it. So
I don't either. And this was a situation where they had what it happens all the time. I'm probably mixing up the stories, but one case they took 2 of their children in and left the baby in the car. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, you count your luggage. You don't count your kids.
Yeah, exactly. But one thing that has happened, unfortunately, to one of our clients is that you have to be very careful when you're backing up your car, because they had, you know, a young baby who was playing and walking and unfortunately just walked behind the vehicle as they were backing up. But now a lot of these vehicles have cameras, which is probably one of the main reasons why they put cameras in there. So
did they kill their baby?
Unfortunately, yes. And this was quite a few years ago, but very sad times. And, you know, it's a really sad thing that you don't want anybody to go through. But with an older vehicles, you know, they don't have those cameras. So you always want to put special attention, especially if you're in a parking lot or if you're at your own house.
I just thought of the question. I couldn't remember. You said it, older vehicle. Okay, put in perspective, are we all going to have electric cars, and will you insure them, and how will we charge them in the state of California?
Yeah, well, eventually, yeah, the state of California is mandating that everybody's going to have electric cars, but... exactly. So it's an oxymoron. But eventually, California will require everybody to have electric. But if you have a gas vehicle, you don't have to get rid of the gas vehicle. You just any new purchase of any other vehicle, you're going to have to get it. But right now, you know, for example, Teslas are one of the most biggest electronic vehicles out there, and they're a little more expensive to insure than the majority of the other vehicles.
They're more expensive to buy.
Well, they are. I mean, for what you get, I think it's still, from the amount of money that you're saving, it's a pretty good deal. I have a client of mine who bought a Tesla last year, $55,000, and it just arrived yesterday, and the value of it is $65,000, and he just took possession of it, so it made $10,000. But he said, hey, the amount of money that I'm saving, you know, on gas, it's a win-win. So, yeah, so it has a good thinking. I just purchased a new vehicle about 2.5 years ago. It was an electric vehicle, but my next one probably will be.
Now, will the insurance policies all change?
No, not at all. No, it's just they'll just change the insurance rates may go up a little bit because of, you know, more something can happen with the fire or anything with the battery may happen. But it should continue as what we have, what we're used to.
I don't like the idea. It takes a long time to fill up, recharge, I hear.
Yeah, it can, but maybe with everything going on and all the changes and stuff, maybe things are going to get better. You know, that's what we hope and pray. So, you know, who knows?
Okay, you heard it all here, Joey Pals. This man always gets you more insurance for less money, the same insurance for less money, more insurance for less money. Dennis Van Buskirk, I can do the website, ASCENDINS. In other words, ascendins.com. It has a lot of 4s and 7s in it. What's the phone number?
341-3477. And just for your listeners, open enrollment for health insurance is coming up fairly soon in October. So if you want to make any changes or do anything with Covered California or anything else, you know, Medicare, we do Medicare as well, the PPO, let us know. We can definitely help you out and reshop it for you.
And just put everything where it comes to November 17th. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Joey, and thanks to your listeners for listening.
It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.